when there's unbelief in an atmosphere, it actually affects what God can do. And vice versa, when there's faith in an atmosphere, like nothing is impossible. And you have created a dynamic that is going to call in the glory of God for healing over this land. And even in this meeting, what you pray, you know, what you release, you actually, you can, this, if there's faith in this atmosphere, your faith will release it. And I feel like, you know, because a lot of times we have warfare over the calling that is in our land, okay? So John G. Lake, for example, his whole sick, his whole life, how he broke through into healing was seeing so many siblings get sick and die. And that's what actually broke through the healing anointing that produced miracles all over. He began to contend. And I feel like, you know, this is, you know, we're all contending together, and God wants, you know, him to be a first fruits, you know, even of what he's going to do, and that your prayers, and I want you to add your prayers right now and just release the prayer of faith that heals the sick. And I know you've been walking through some physical things, and I don't know what they are, but Lord, we just release healing into his body, God, and that he's here contending for this move of God, and you brought him here, God. You brought him here to stand, Lord, for what you're doing, and there was a call of God over his life. There's a call of God over his church, and there's a call of God over his family, and I feel like, you know, that there's a, you know, you're part of a team of people here. God brought you to be a team player, to be part of a team for what God's building. And you've plowed in the hard season, and the Lord wants you to reap in the season of glory. And Lord, we pray in his own body that healing would come. We speak healing, speak life, just begin to speak healing. Let healing release, God. Yes, Lord Jesus, we release physical healing, Lord, into his body. And Lord, we thank you that you brought him here. We bless him as a leader. Release blessing, prophesy blessing. Thank you, God, that you brought Andrew here. Thank you for his church. Thank you for his community. God, we bless him. We bless him from head to toe. Spiritual blessings, heavenly places, life and healing and blessing over his family, over his church, over his ministry, over his influence in this place. And I feel like the Lord says that he's going to use you as a man of influence, that he's going to open doors of influence to you, that you're going to have a voice to people of influence in the community, and that people are going to listen to you. You're going to be one of those ones that, you know, you listen and listen and listen, then suddenly, like Gamaliel, you'll say, what about this? And you will have a word of wisdom that comes through you that is going to, you know, influence the masses for what the purposes of God, and influence government leaders, influence city leaders, influence, you know, people in the community around. I see you going into like civic arenas, like hospitals and things like that, and you will have a voice of influence to influence for the kingdom of God. And we just want to bless your influence and ask the Lord to multiply it in Jesus' name.
Sir, immediately when I looked at you, I saw you with different garments, and I saw you like with warring outfit, like you were a general. And I saw you, it's like the Lord's prepared you for battle. And I saw you rise up from your bed. And I saw you standing at a table, and it was in a tent. It was under a tent. And it was a table where you had a number of leaders that would come around you. But I saw this, I saw, it's like what the others didn't see. I saw for some reason the Lord lifted up this almost like a mantle off of your back, and I saw your bare back, and I saw scars. I saw battle scars, and the Lord was just saying, this is one who has overcome. This is one who has prevailed, and I have raised him up, and I have caused him to stand, and I will keep him standing, says the Lord, because I'm not finished with you. I have a work for you, says the Lord. And I saw, it's like a spirit of might coming upon you. I saw you like a mighty man of war. I didn't see you as loud, but I saw, it's just like this strength, this might from the inner man that rose up within you. And it was almost like without a word said, the spirit realm gave witness. It's almost like, you know, the enemy where he said, Paul, I know, Jesus, I know, but who are you? I feel like it was like, what's his name? Andrew, I know. Jesus, I know. Who are you? I feel like it's this. In the spirit, you are recognized, and it's like the enemy has trembled because of who you are and the calling upon your life. But I just declare to you right now by the word of the Lord that you are called to stand, and you will stand at this table in the grace of God, and you will give the leadership that you're called to give in this season and in this hour. And I declare right now that everything where in every way that the enemy has looked to steal, to rob from you, I'm asking the Lord to restore it right now. I'm asking for a sevenfold restoration now in the name of Jesus. I just declare the vengeance is the Lord's. I just declare vengeance is the Lord's. And Lord, I ask for justice to be released over this man's life, over his home, over his family, God, over every work that you've called him to set his hands to in the name of Jesus. And I feel like the Lord is just saying to you, son, I have caused you even in the midst of this to wax strong. To wax strong in spirit. You've not grown weak. You've grown stronger. This is my word over you. My word is that you are stronger than what you were 5 years ago even. I feel like 5 years ago, you're stronger than what you were 5 years ago. Increase upon your life. So Father, I just bless him right now. And I just thank you, God, for this overcomer, God. To he who overcomes will sit with me upon my throne, even as I sat with my Father. In Jesus' name.
And so we just release the miracle now. It's now, it's now, it's now, it's now. In Jesus' name. And the Lord says even the healing is being released in you to be released through you, says the Lord. Even the miracles that he's releasing into your hands, Andrew, tonight. Yes, whoa. To the cellular level, to every organ, restoration. We say body restoration now. It's now, it's now. No more waiting, now.
Amen. I also see warfare against families and children. If any of you have felt that your children have experienced a lot of warfare, just put up your hands. Okay, just come forward here. We're gonna pray for that. The rest of you, if you could only know how important each of your intercession is for your leaders and all of your blessing is, because there's two ways we can look at warfare. One is, wow, they must have really done something wrong and almost enter in with the curse of the enemy. Or the other is to stand up and fight. You know, that's my family. That's not on my watch. That's you know, and just like, whoa, you know, like a mama bear, you know, that something's touching, because we're all the body of Christ. You know what I mean? And I always say this, if my brother falls, if as long as they're a true believer through faith in Jesus, you know, if they fall, if they're hurt, I'm hurt. If one suffers, we all suffer with it. You know, if one glories, we all glory in it. That if it happens to them, it's like it happens to me, and vice versa. If we stand as one man, the enemy can't take us out. So I want you to just increase your prayers. I feel like one of the things God wants you to do is increase your prayers for your leaders and your leaders' family. Because the enemy works like this. If he can't get, first he'll go for the shepherd. If he can't get the shepherd, he'll go for the wife. If he can't get the wife, he'll go for the kids. If he can't get the kids, you know, he's just looking for any place, you know, and the warfare is more intense at the front of the battle. The scripture is really clear. Leaders incur a stricter testing, a stricter judgment. There's more required of them and more pressure on them. And so more intercession and more blessing and more lifting up their hands is needed for them. All these people, let's just bless their children right now. Lord, you know the names of every child. Lord, we bring these children before you. You already know them. We lift them up. We thank you that you are already praying for their children, that you ever live to make intercession from the throne of God. And Lord, we agree for their salvation, for their destinies, for their callings on the earth.
earth, Lord, as the church on earth, we pray with you what you're praying for them, God, for their overcoming, for their victory. Lord, we pray, God, that the good work that was started in them, that the word of God that went inside them will bear fruit in this season. We call all the prodigals home. We call all the sick to be healthy. We call them home. We say, God, that you are greater. Greater are you who is in them. And Lord, that seed that's in them is even more powerful than any attack of the enemy. And we call back the life of God into their spirits, Lord. We're asking God for salvation. We plead the blood of Jesus and we lift them up by name. You know everyone, their actual name, but we lift them up before you and say, bring them home. Bring them home. Bring them home, Jesus. Bring them home. And Lord, wherever they have just been taken out and seduced off by the enemy, Lord Jesus, we pray that you would that they would come home. And like the father of the prodigal, Lord, like the father, I pray for a church that is looking for these prodigals to come home. That's not cursing the prodigals, but that's actually waiting, looking like that father of the prodigal, waiting for them to come home, interceding, knowing that one day they'll come home. And when they come home, Lord, we put the royal robe on them. We give them the fatted calf. We do the best for them. Lord, we will not curse them, but we will love them. We will be a church. Here, just say that. I will be a church that embraces the prodigals when they come back. I will be so excited when these prodigals come home. I will put on a royal robe on them. Lord, we thank you. We call them home to a safe place. Lord, not to a religious spirit, but to a safe place. We call them home. And I just feel like, you know, if you're a warrior, you've been warring for your children for a long time. You've been going through battle after battle, and you've been warring for them. And I feel like the Lord says that you carry, you know, that mother heart of God that longs for her children, like Rachel weeping over her children. And the Lord says that he has heard your tears and he has heard your cries and he has turned you, you know, into a warrior. I feel like the Lord says, keep on fighting. Don't give up, because I see the enemy going after your heart to just so discourage you in your heart that it wants to take you off of that place of intercession and wants to get, you know, almost like, well, it's useless. It's hopeless. It is not hopeless, says the Lord. I am always the God of hope. I am a God of hope. Hope, 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 hope. Say hope, say hope. Hope, 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 hope. And Lord, and I feel like that it doesn't matter, though, you know, that there's, the Bible says, if a righteous man stumbles seven times, he gets back up again. There is a stumbling to overcoming, overcoming, overcoming. And Lord, we bless the overcoming, Lord, that through her intercession, she's going to see, Lord, in her lives of her children, in Jesus' name. Amen. And we pray that over all of them. We pray health, 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 full recovery over Sharon and Bob's son, God. We pray full recovery, Lord, full restoration. We're decreeing that in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Kirk, do you have anything else? Where'd he go? Oh, okay. He's awesome. Does any the others, Sharon, do you have anything else that you want to prophesy or say? I could spend the whole night doing this, so maybe we'll take a little break now. And okay, should I just... This is, we always, when Wesley went on his first 40-day fast, the Lord began to speak to him about training up prayer. And I really feel like God's wanting to raise the standard of prayer again, because God wants to move. More than we want him to move, he wants to move. He wants to actually bring revival. More than we want our relatives saved, he wants them saved, you know? And he's given man free will, and so we have influence, the power of spiritual influence that comes from prayer. And on my husband's first 40-day fast, the Lord gave him this idea of teaching people to pray the Bible, to meditate actually on Scripture. And so we have, you know, produced these CDs for years on scriptural prayer, and this is one of my favorites. It's Extreme Disciples by Lou Engle. How many of you ever heard of it? It's amazing. I mean, if you want somebody that knows how to pray. Lou Engel has been on a 40-day water fast. I don't know how many times, so many fasts. I was just with him a couple months ago on his 40-day Ekbalo fast, where they're fasting, pray the Lord of the harvest that he would Ekbalo or thrust forth laborers for a huge missionary movement now in our generation for the 7,000 unreached people groups of the earth. And so, I mean, the guy is always fasting and praying. And when you hear him pray, there's life on his words. And it comes across on the CD, and it's very, very powerful. If you want to learn how to pray with fire, if you don't pray with fire, listen to somebody who does pray with fire and just pray along with them until suddenly, boom, your whole spirit is combustible. Like John Wesley said, how would you tell people to get into revival? He says, well, how do you train your young men? I say, well, I'll just tell them, you get on fire, let other people watch you burn. Well, this guy is on fire. Listen to him, and pretty soon you'll burn too. We have How to Pray the Bible. This prayer book, this book on teaching you how to pray. Jesus said, the disciples came to Jesus and said, teach us how to pray. Every person has to be taught to pray. What's your prayer life like? If you need more instruction in prayer, then get this book. This will teach you how to pray, specifically the Bible, how to meditate on the law of God so that you can be prosperous and successful in PEI, prosperous every inch. That's how what God told the Jews when they went into their promised land. Meditate on this law. This book of the law will not depart from your mouth, but you will meditate on it day and night. Then you will be prosperous and successful. When this goes into your brain, it shifts the way you think. It's called the washing of the water of the word, and it changes your thoughts into the mind of Christ and out of, you know, it's just very, very powerful. And I encourage you to learn how to pray. Get this book. It will help you. Also, Sarah Maynard said that, you know, when she heard Wesley preach messages on prayer, on praying the Bible, she thought, well, I already know how to pray. I'm a national intercessor. This is what I do. This is who I am. But he said, she heard him preach it a second time, and she said that the second time he issued this challenge, it takes 21 days to make a habit. So I challenge you, I give you the 21-day prayer challenge of meditating on the law of God day and night, in the morning and in the night, like Joshua did it, and said, and it will totally change your life. She said when she began to pray the Bible and do the principles of this book, she said everything in her prayer life as a national intercessor increased. She said, my prayer life increased, my prophetic increased, my authority increased, my ministry increased, everything. It became more prosperous and successful. So even people that know how to do it but don't specifically pray scriptures, I encourage you to do that. We also have a bunch of Heather Clark CDs out there, Sean Foyt, which is prophetic intercession. I mean, it's very powerful to get us all into, you know, the spirit of prayer and worship, and prophetic worship. I really encourage that. And then I wrote a book for those of you who don't know me and kind of wonder why I shake. I wrote a whole book on it. It's not some new fun thing, ecstatic prophecy. It's, you know, I always say it's the most primitive form of prophecy in the Bible, from Samuel and the school of the prophets, the Nabi form, long before the seer. We know a lot about dreams and visions, but we don't know much about the Nabi form of prophecy, which the New Testament church was birthed in, Acts 2, when they were filled with the Spirit. Peter's explanation was these men are filled with the Spirit, and that this is what Joel was talking about, the primary manifestation of the filling of the Spirit. It actually always, Old and New Testaments, prophets in their pinnacle forms of receiving revelation, they shook, they trembled, they fell like dead, they prophesied involuntarily, you know, against their will, like Saul, naked, battalions of soldiers, and it happens Old and New Testaments. They went into ecstasy. It's a Greek New Testament word, ecstasis. It's several times in the Greek New Testament. I just encourage you, because this one day is going to happen. God's going to pour out his Spirit on all flesh. This is what Joel was talking about, Acts 2. They're not drunk like you think, you know? Isaiah was shaking. I mean, John was in the Spirit on the Lord's day in catatonic states, trances, all that. This is biblical prophet. This happens to prophets, you know, in the Bible. And a lot of times we look at things from a cultural point of view, like Canadians don't do that, but prophets do in the Bible, okay? So we want to conform our life to the book and not conform the book to our life, you know what I mean, okay? So just so to give you an understanding of that, and also then you learn how to judge it, because we don't judge something by its manifestation, we judge it by its fruit.